Welcome back again, East Coast Audio fans, East Coast Audio listeners. This is the East Coast Audio Show. I'm Travis Bryant here with Bardray Purnell. We're here to bring you a SmackDown recap. It's from January 16th, 2009. What's happening, Dre?
A little under the weather, but what's up, everybody? I'm here, and it's going down.
Fighting through it again. It's the, second or third day of your sickness. It's usually when it hits its crux or its climax. So I heard you hacking something up in the background earlier.
Hacking something up nice all day. And might I add, very, very cold.
Yo, my apartment is frigid, man. Bullshit ass heater. I got my oven on. Got the fan blowing the hot air into my little ass apartment. Come on. Now I'm sitting over by the window, by the computer. Chilly. Can't even wear my house shoes because they're so thin and the floor's cold. I gotta put on some old basketball sneaks. Man.
You ain't got no fake socks?
I got two socks on. That probably would help. Sarah not here. A warm body to sleep with. Damn.
You're a romantic homo. That's what you is. That's all I hear. I don't hear nothing about sex with you. All I hear about is wanting a warm body to lay down next to you.
It's about tenderness, bud.
All
you gonna get it.
That's tenderness. That's it. God damn.
So SmackDown, go ahead.
You said you make love. You don't just smash. Yeah. You make love.
I don't smash. I'm a love maker. I'm a love maker. Deep, long strokes. Boy, you got to hit it right. Anyway, SmackDown tonight. What'd you think of the show?
I enjoyed the show. It was pretty enjoyable, except for the main event or the main event segment, if you will. As usual, I'll get to why I like it, and you'll understand as I explain segment by segment, piece by piece.
All right. And we will go segment by segment, as we always do, in-depth East Coast Audio recaps. So, I thought the show was okay. I thought it was fairly enjoyable. Good way to cap the week. I liked the ending segment, obviously more than you, but probably a lot more than you, just because of how much you didn't like it. I thought it was fine. Really gets the titties behind. I mean, you saw the crowd. So, I thought it was a fine show. With some, couple pretty good matches, Actually, I don't think anything wrestling-wise was bad on this show. So they opened the show with the Jeff Hardy accident recap, just showing the footage of the cop asking him and the girl questions. One thing I think in the, was it the Bruce audio from last weekend, was he said that Jeff's like a teen heartthrob kind of guy. Like, you don't, like pop stars, they don't put their, well, it's hard not to now, but, they don't put their business out in the street, like, about having girlfriends or even being married. Because you kind of ruin that fantasy when all these, teenage girls, tweenies love them. They don't want to think about, now his girlfriend's on, can't he know? She's not even just a name or a thought. She's put face to, to the name and everything. So,
I don't know if I would label Jeff Hardy as a heartthrob.
He is. What, are you kidding me? Have you ever seen him go to the top rope and take before he takes his shirt, and he takes his shirt off? What? You think those are dudes? Like, he's screaming?
I guess. I don't know. I never thought as him as that. And does that take away from
that's the beauty of Jeff Hardy.
is that the guy still like him. Even though when he takes his shirt off, that doesn't matter. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. You're right. I never thought about
it. The whole quality of Jeff Hardy, of being able to walk that line. And it's not like it's a tightrope for him.
So, I'm like, first of all, I'm confused because I didn't know only girls were supposed to scream because I scream every time it happens.
Yeah, but you know, your voice don't ring, you know, with all the, you know, one.
But he's got a good point, though. I never thought of him as the heartthrob. I've always, like, kind of ignored the screams of the girls, you know, when he...
That's why when he goes way far one side with, you know, the over-the-top stuff to draw in, you know, the kid fans and the girl fans, like stuff like tonight, putting them in that kind of jeopardy. But, you know, it's fine. We can ignore it. And also when he goes to the other side, how he was a month or two back with the paint on his face and going nuts and beating people down with chairs. You know, they still didn't jump off. You know, like, you know, they're like, all right, well, he can do that. He's Jeff. So it's the same thing with those fans when he goes one way. And, you know, so that's the beauty of Jeff Hardy. That's his whole, that's the whole quality about him that should have been capitalized on a long time ago. So they do that recap. They come. They do a SmackDown Open. Taz and JR introduced the show. They talked about Cutting Edge tonight, that Jeff Hardy was going to be the guest.